As part of preparations for Hurricane Florence, now expected to arrive on Saturday, the Navy has sent dozens of ships out to sea from its base in Norfolk, Virginia. Rear Admiral John Meyer is aboard the USS George Herbert Walker Bush. Admiral Meyer, where are you?
We're currently with our 25 ships off the coast of Florida. So we have sortied 2 days ago and transited south. We're staying well out in front of the storm and the sea state that the storm is producing to take all of our ships to a safe location, and then we'll turn around and come in behind the storm and return back to Norfolk.
Well, you've sortied, you've deployed. We understand you got the orders for sortie condition alpha to get ready to do this. And I guess it makes sense that boats are better off bobbing in the water than, you know, lashed to a dock and maybe bashing up against the dock.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason. And if you leave ships in port, there's always the hazard, if you will, that a ship can be damaged, broken loose from its mooring lines, or that our piers and infrastructure can be damaged as well. So it's much, much better to get us to sea. And we've sent almost all of the ships out of the Norfolk Naval Base to sea.
Well, so you're out down by Florida. Look, here on the mainland, we're hearing that this is a monster storm coming in. I mean, maybe a once-in-a-lifetime. What are you seeing out in the water?
Well, where we're at right now, we're seeing beautiful weather, no rain, relatively calm seas down in the Strait of Florida right now. But I am certainly concerned about the storm itself. Florence has the potential to be a absolutely devastating storm. I have friends and family that are in the area of North Carolina, and as do many of our sailors, and really concerned for our nation as this devastating storm bears down on the East Coast.
Well, I was thinking about that because you've got 25 boats filled with crew that left family behind.
That's true. And my family in particular got evacuated from a coastal region of Virginia. Yeah. That's part of the, I guess it would offer the Navy way of life, is that we train our families. We do a lot of hurricane preparations with groups that we call a family readiness group, and we practice these sort of things. And most families that have gone through that actually have bags packed and ready during hurricane season where we live.
Well, Admiral Meyer, I just, it strikes us that this must be hard for you because you're in the Navy to serve and protect. And in this case, you have to go in the opposite direction.
Well, I don't know that I would say that it's hard for me. I think I've been at this now for a little over 32 years. My wife and I have been married for 25 years. This is not the first time I've left my family due to a hurricane. My family met me in a Liberty port in Guam years ago. A typhoon came in, and I and the rest of the sailors that were on board the USS Kitty Hawk at the time, we got back on board the Kitty Hawk and left our families in Guam, and they weathered out the storm. There is an aspect of that that can be a little bit unnerving. But the aspect of preparing the sailors to go to sea and preparing their families, all the groundwork that we've done ahead of time for this, I think has put us in a good position. And the responsibility of making sure that we take care of all these ships and the aircraft that we have on board is also a pretty significant responsibility as well.
Rear Admiral John Meyer, commander of Carrier Strike Group 10, speaking to us from the USS George Herbert Walker Bush out in the Atlantic in the Florida Straits. Waiting out Florence. Admiral Meyer, thank you.
You're welcome. Very nice talking to you today, Robin.